Federal Labor says it'll set up a $1 billion fund to support manufacturing in Australia if it wins at the next election. The opposition today will announce its plan to help small and medium-sized firms. It says the Manufacturing Future Fund would provide concessional loans and loan guarantees. Our political reporter Dan Conifer is speaking here with the Shadow Industry Minister Kim Carr.
A $1 billion boost for advanced manufacturing jobs by the establishment of an Australian Manufacturing Future Fund, which will support innovative Australian manufacturing firms who want to grow their business and create jobs but are having difficulties obtaining money from the banks, who, of course, have been slow off the mark to support Australian jobs. What we know is that the government is more than happy to hand out large sums of money to multinationals for tax cuts, but it's not too good when it comes to helping out Australian manufacturers.
Why is the government in a better position to pick business winners than private banks?
Well, this is not about picking winners. We will ensure that based on the experience that we've had with the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, that we're able to provide opportunities for companies that want to invest in themselves but can't get access to finance from the banking system. This will be a fund that's applied rigorous business case where there is an investment mandate established based on expert advice so that companies can build for the future.
But the government and this fund would be picking winners because it would be selecting which firms received finance. Why do they have more business insight, more business acumen, more financial acumen than the banks?
Well, we know from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation it's been highly successful. We know that this actually is a mechanism that makes money for the government, but also provides business opportunities so that companies are able to expand and build new technologies, create new jobs, and are able to build this country.
On the government's tax handout to multinationals, as you put it, economists say that by providing tax relief for bigger businesses, that's likely to generate more jobs than by giving tax relief to small or medium businesses. These businesses are firstly small and medium, and second, by design, the banks don't want to lend to them. Surely this is not going to create as many jobs as those tax cuts for bigger companies?
On the contrary, what we're seeing is that the tax cut proposals that the government's presenting has seen essentially more and more profits expatriated overseas.
And that's Federal Labor's Kim Carr speaking there to our political reporter Dan Conifer.